Look twice before you pull out onto the road. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Idaho's huge farm economy is on display everywhere you look this time of year, from equipment and fields going to harvest to the pesky commodity trucks on the highway. Agriculture abounds, so beware, especially on the roadways. Driving among big trucks takes patience, says farmer Neil Durant of Ada County.
Be patient and be understanding. The trucks are slow to get up to speed, and when they got to get out on the road with the increased traffic, that's one of the biggest things we deal with here is getting the trucks out on the road safely, but understanding that they do take a while to get up to speed and that we do slow down a lot sooner. And some of our turning radiuses are a lot more than their little compact car that they drive around.
Cache County truck driver Joe Roberts says stopping a loaded truck quickly is impossible.
The biggest problem we got is trying to stop if somebody pulls out in front of us. You're weighing 50,000 pounds in one of these and anywhere from 80,000 to 100,000 in one of the semis, you can't stop.
Farmer Durant, farming amongst thousands of traveling neighbors in Ada County, has added new lights to his trucks.
Some of the safety things we've done is all of our trucks now run LED lights, so they're a lot brighter, easy for people to see, and just trying to do our part that we're doing it so people know what we're doing.
This time of year, it's beware around the clock.
In sugar beets, we run off of beet temperatures. It's no longer a standard day. Sometimes we've got to start earlier in the morning to keep our beet temperatures cool, and the same with corn is a lot of times when we're done with beets, we go get some corn dug or harvested.
Agriculture working around the clock to feed the world. David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West.